Let's read together Luke chapter 20, verses 1 through 19. In this first portion of the chapter, we have the Lord's confrontation with the Jewish leaders who questioned his authority, and then the Lord's convicting parable of the vineyard. Let's begin by reading the first 8 verses. Luke chapter 20, beginning at verse 1. Now it happened on one of those days, as he taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel, that the chief priests and the scribes, together with the elders, confronted him and spoke to him, saying, "Tell us, by what authority are you doing these things? Or who is he who gave you this authority?" But he answered and said to them, "I will also ask you one thing, and answer me. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or from men?" And they reasoned among themselves, saying, "If we say from heaven, he will say, 'Why then did you not believe him?' But if we say from men, all the people will stone us, for they are persuaded that John was a prophet." So they answered that they did not know where it was from. And Jesus said to them, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." Let's begin our study of this first half of Luke chapter 20 with some background notes. In the second half of Luke chapter 19, we read of the events which took place on Sunday and Monday of our Lord's final week before the cross. On Sunday, there was the triumphal entry, and then on Monday, there was the second cleansing of the temple in the last few verses of chapter 19. Now, here in chapter 20, we have the events that happened on Tuesday of the final week. In fact, both Luke chapters 20 and 21 cover Tuesday events. We read in verse 1 of chapter 20, that the Lord was teaching the people in the temple and preaching the gospel. This would be the gospel of the kingdom. The offer of the literal kingdom was still available if the leaders would receive him as king. The Lord was teaching in the courts of the temple, as many of the rabbis did in that day. These are the temple courts that the Lord had cleansed the day before. It was at this point that the Jewish leaders confronted the Lord with their attempt to undermine his authority. Verse 2, they spoke to him saying, "Tell us, by what authority are you doing these things? Or who is he who gave you this authority?" Obviously included in their phrase, "these things," was the cleansing of the temple the previous day. The Lord answered these Jewish leaders with a question of his own. Now, it wasn't that the Lord was avoiding answering their question. In fact, he was giving them a clear answer. If they honestly answered his question about John the Baptist, then they would automatically have a straight answer to their question. And that brings us then to our doctrinal teaching points for this first half of Luke chapter 20. Doctrinal point number 1. The Lord's question about John the Baptist answered his antagonists. The Lord's question about John the Baptist answered his antagonists. Verses 3 and 4. But Jesus answered and said to them, "I also will ask you one thing, and answer me. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or from men?" That is, was the baptism of John the Baptist from God or just from men? Well, this put the Jewish leaders in a dilemma, as we see in verses 5 and 6. If they said from heaven, then they condemned themselves, because they all knew that John had pointed to Jesus as the Messiah. If they said John the Baptist's ministry was only man-made, and that John was not really a prophet of God, then they feared being stoned to death by the people for the sin of blasphemy, because the people knew that John the Baptist was a true prophet of God. And so they lied and said that they did not know. And the Lord therefore said in verse 8, "Neither will I tell you by what authority I do these things." These Jewish leaders certainly knew that John the Baptist and his ministry was not just a man-made operation to draw attention to himself. They knew that John the Baptist was a true prophet of God, breaking the silence of the 400 intertestamental years where no prophet of God had arisen. But they did not like the message that John the Baptist preached because it condemned them. They also realized that Christ had answered their question about his authority. It was the same authority as the authority of John the Baptist, namely the authority of God. The Lord's question about John the Baptist answered his antagonists. Doctrinal point number two. The Lord's parable of the vineyard anticipated his murderers. The Lord's parable of the vineyard anticipated his murderers. Verses 9 through 19. Luke chapter 20, beginning now at verse 9. Then he began to tell the people this parable. A certain man planted a vineyard, leased it to the vine dressers, and went into a far country for a long time. Now at vintage time, he sent a servant to the vine dressers, that they might give him some of the fruit of the vineyard. But the vine dressers beat him and sent him away empty-handed. Again he sent another servant, and they beat him also, treated him shamefully, and sent him away empty-handed. And again he sent a third, and they wounded him also and cast him out. Then the owner of the vineyard said, "What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. Probably they will respect him when they see him." But when the vine dressers saw him, they reasoned among themselves, saying, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, that the inheritance may be ours." So they cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. Therefore, what will the owner of the vineyard do to them? He will come and destroy those vine dressers and give the vineyard to others. And when they heard it, they said, "Certainly not." Then he looked at them and said, "What then is this that is written? The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. Whoever falls on that stone will be broken, but on whomever it falls, it will grind him to powder." And the chief priests and the scribes that very hour sought to lay hands on him, but they feared the people, for they knew he had spoken this parable against them. Notice, first of all, from verse 19, that the Jewish leaders knew that the Lord spoke this parable against them. They were the ones in the parable that were the vineyard keepers, with the responsibility of looking out for the owner's vineyard, that is, responsible to properly lead the nation of Israel, God's vineyard. But they failed, and as a result, there was no fruit produced. The Jewish leaders listening to the Lord give this parable certainly would have known of the parable of the vineyard in the prophecy of Isaiah. And it would be hard to miss the similarities and parallels. Let's read that parable in Isaiah chapter 5. Isaiah chapter 5, beginning at verse 1. "Now let me sing to my well-beloved a song of my beloved regarding his vineyard. My well-beloved has a vineyard on a very fruitful hill. He dug it up and cleared out its stones and planted it with the choicest vine. He built a tower in its midst and also made a wine press in it. So he expected it to bring forth good grapes, but it brought forth wild grapes. And now, O inhabitants of Jerusalem and men of Judah, judge, please, between me and my vineyard. What more could have been done to my vineyard that I have not done in it? Why then, when I expected it to bring forth good grapes, did it bring forth wild grapes? And now, please, let me tell you what I will do to my vineyard. I will take away its hedge, and it shall be burned, and break down its wall, and it shall be trampled down. I will lay it waste. It shall not be pruned or dug, but there shall come up briars and thorns. I will also command the clouds that they rain no rain on it. For the vineyard of the Lord of hosts is the house of Israel, and the men of Judah are his pleasant plant. He looked for justice, but behold oppression. For righteousness, but behold a cry for help." Isaiah chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. God expected spiritual fruit from his chosen people, but there was no fruit. Here in the parable of the vineyard, in Luke chapter 20, the blame for no fruit is placed squarely on the shoulders of the Jewish leaders. They would not listen to the prophets, the servants in the parable. They persecuted the prophets. And then they would not show respect to the beloved son of the vineyard owner. In fact, they killed the son. A clear prediction by the Lord that he would be murdered by the leaders of the Jewish nation. Verse 13. Then the owner of the vineyard said, "What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. Probably they will respect him when they see him." But when the vine dressers saw him, they reasoned among themselves, saying, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, that the inheritance may be ours." So they cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. The Lord was not only executed at the hands of the Roman government, he was murdered by the Jewish leaders. The Lord also predicted several other events in this parable. He predicted the divine destruction of Jerusalem in 70 AD. Verse 16, "He will come and destroy those vine dressers and give the vineyard to others." He predicted that the vineyard would be given to others, either the Gentiles or a believing nation of Israel in the future. In either case, the Jewish leaders couldn't stand the implication of such a situation and said, "May it never be, but it will be." And the Lord quoted from the Messianic Psalm 118, verse 22, which predicts that the stone that was rejected by the builders will become the chief cornerstone. That is, the Lord, as the true Messiah of Israel, would be rejected now, but would become the key to the whole future of the nation and the world. At his first coming, those who rejected him and his kingdom would be broken over this stone. And at his second coming, those who have rejected him and his kingdom will be crushed to powder and scattered like dust. Read Daniel chapter 2 in this connection. The Lord's parable of the vineyard anticipated his murderers. Now we come to practical application for this first half of Luke chapter 20. If you stumble over the stone, you will be broken. If you stumble over the stone, you will be broken. Verse 18, "Whoever falls on that stone will be broken." Whoever falls or stumbles on that stone will be broken. You know, this is an awesome statement. There are no exceptions. If you stumble over Christ and do not accept his claims as God and as your only means of salvation, you will be broken. It may be because of doubt. It may be because you don't like his teachings. It may be because of rebellion. It may be because of lack of interest. It doesn't matter as to your problem. If you stumble over the stone, you will be broken. You may not feel like you're broken, and you may go through this life thinking and feeling like you have your act together. But in the end, you will be broken. If you stumble over the stone, you will be broken.